Yes, we have contacts with those elected members of Hamas to the PLC, because that's our role. Our relationship is with the elected members of the PLC, whether they be Fatah or Hamas or the PFLP, whoever the agency or group is or party is. So we have met members of Hamas who have been elected, and we talk to them and we seek to persuade them, for instance, on the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. We try to persuade them that releasing him would be not only a right humanitarian thing to do, but that it would also be politically wise thing to do. But also that as a prisoner of war, he is entitled to the same treatment as any other prisoner of war. He's entitled to visits from the Red Cross. He's entitled to visits from his family and so on. Now, we have made that argument. It hasn't so far resulted in any breakthrough because, of course, there are major political issues involved with regard to Hamas, Gilad Shalit, and the Palestinian prisoners. There are in excess of 7,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, including 23 members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. And again, a number of children are also being detained by Israel in Israeli jails. So there are issues there which have to be addressed. But it has to be said that my experience of Hamas, for instance, of the people in Hamas that I have met, is that there are different factions within Hamas. There are hardliners and there are moderates. There are those who want an Islamic state, Palestinian state, and there are those who don't. They want a pluralist, modern, democratic state. So it Hamas should not be sort of written off as if it was some wild organization.
But it has been written off. Isn't this kind of a schizophrenic situation when on one hand you clearly say it is a terroristic organization, and on the other hand you're talking with them, and this, as I suppose, this also excludes the whole territory of Gaza.
Well, I meet the people of Hamas as chair of the delegation from the European Parliament. There are three institutions in the European Union: the Commission and the Council. The European Parliament did not make the decision to isolate Hamas. In fact, the view of the Parliament would be that was a mistake. Certainly would be the view of my delegation that was a mistake. It has led to other catastrophes which are obvious to see. But in any event, that is the situation we have. Nevertheless, despite what is regarded as the isolation of Hamas, there are contacts with Hamas. Hamas has made calm truce agreements with Israel through intermediaries. There is backdoor contact with Hamas at various levels with various people in Europe and the United States. That is the normal process that takes place in situations like this. That is what happened in Northern Ireland. Eventually, those backdoor sort of contacts may lead to a situation where those kind of discussions and secret talks, if you like, result in Hamas adopting a different position and the European Union and the United States adopting a different position. I suppose I would suggest that perhaps the United States are far more hardline in relation to Hamas than, say, the European Union.